Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from Minutes on Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Nottingwood of Decaville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Nottingwood of Decaville. We're all about you. And Gerald Bruce Hiltz II was in court yesterday for a probation violation hearing. He faces a 6-count warrant for violating his probation with a not guilty plea entered on his behalf. This marks his 4th alleged violation, which could lead up to 5 years in prison. Concerns were raised about his alleged return to alcohol use. A new hearing is set for March 16th at 11:30 a.m. The court set bond at $5,000, requiring Mr. Hiltz to wear a SCRAM alcohol monitoring device. And yesterday, Todd Michael Bond has pleaded guilty to his 3rd operating while intoxicated charge, along with a habitual offender attachment enhancement. This felony charge carries a maximum sentence of up to 10 years in prison due to the habitual offender status. Bond admitted to consuming alcohol beverages, including a couple of shots of bourbon and at least 10 beers, before driving on October 21st, 2025, in Windsor Township. A blood alcohol test later showed a level of 0.322, which is 4 times the legal limit. His extensive criminal history, including previous convictions for impaired driving, operating while intoxicated, and other felonies, was also acknowledged. The court accepted the plea, and sentencing has been scheduled for March 30th, 2026 at 9 a.m. Bond's current conditions will continue and a pre-sentence investigation report will be prepared. And Donald Arthur Tibbetts has had his conviction reduced to a misdemeanor on Monday. This decision followed a sentence review for Donald Arthur Tibbetts. Both the defense, represented by Kyle T. O'Mara, and the prosecution, led by Assistant Prosecuting Attorney David Wallace, agreed with an updated investigation report presented to the court. Mr. Tibbetts was found to be totally compliant, having completed all ordered programming and maintained employment during his delayed sentence period. The judge commended Mr. Tibbetts for a good job, noting no criminal activity since his initial sentencing. As a result, his conviction was entered as an attempt, a misdemeanor, with no further sanctions. And getting to our national news, investigation into Minneapolis federal shooting continues. The FBI and Homeland Security investigations are conducting an active probe into the weekend shooting in Minneapolis involving federal immigration agents. This incident, which resulted in the death of a local nurse during a protest, has sparked calls for increased transparency in federal field operations. Internal reviews by Customs and Border Protection are also underway to determine if use of force protocols were followed. Local officials are working to maintain calm as the community awaits the preliminary findings of the federal investigation. And in our international news, China shifts to net extractor of global finance. A study by the Rockefeller Foundation and One Data reveals that China has undergone a great reversal in international finance. Over the last decade, China has transitioned from being a net then provider of funds to developing nations to a net extractor, pulling out $24 billion more than it provided. Africa has been hit hardest by this shift, experiencing a $52 billion swing in financial flows. This has left a significant gap in development funding, which multilateral institutions are now struggling to fill to prevent economic instability in low-income countries. And we have no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville. We're all about you.